2.8C.
Okay. With, again, since this item was left off the agenda, and I don't believe you have a resolved at this point, let me suggest, well, not to be presumptuous here, but let me suggest a resolved as a way to clarify what we're trying to do here, and that is that you would approve the Portland State University modifications to the elementary endorsement for the middle and high school authorization level, special education, middle and high school authorization level in the secondary dual educator preparation program. So that's what we're talking about. And let me just say a little bit about this program. By the way, you did approve our special education program at your November meeting. This is a different program and one that we're very proud of, very excited about. There may be one of only a couple in the nation like this, where students are obtaining licenses in a secondary area as well as in special education. So they come out of the program duly prepared, and it's a really exciting program. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Sue Burt, who can say more about it.
Hi.
Hi, Sue.
Okay, well, students, teacher candidates come into this program with substantial amount of coursework in a content area, so they're prepared. And when they enter the program, they are ready to take a two-year full-time course sequence and six terms of field experiences to prepare them for dual endorsements in special ed and a content area. Let's see, what else would you like to know?
How many credit hours?
It is a total of 93 credits. If you look at, I don't know if you have your...
I didn't add them up.
Right.
Yeah, but it just looked like a massive number of courses,
right,
one would take.
If you look at page 13 on the proposal, you can see that the array of coursework. What we did and how we designed this back in 2005 is we... work together across departments, CNI, curriculum and instruction, and special ed. We looked at the coursework in each of our programs at the middle secondary level. Kept those courses that were vital to this goal of preparing teachers to serve all kids in middle and secondary classrooms. And then we identified some coursework that really related to areas such as literacy, collaboration, utilizing evidence-based practices in content area classrooms, that type of thing. So we designed it, and it ended up being 93 credits.
Can you break that down for us? What is the SPED part versus the secondary part?
Oh, thank you. Okay, so in the first year of the program, students... spend two terms, academic terms, focus in being with a cooperating teacher who is a special educator. They learn things like learning strategies and study skills. They have a series of assessment classes. They do a literacy work sample. And they may be placed either in a resource type setting or in a general classroom serving kids identified in special ed. And then in the second year, after they've had an opportunity to be in their content area classroom, we come back and they get their functional coursework in working with kids with more significant disabilities. So they get the full spectrum in terms of the range of disabilities, but we have it kind of separated out. We made some significant change. We have not changed the coursework, but we made some changes in the sequence after looking at our work samples, our content area work samples, and we decided that that the special ed content and the literacy instruction content, math instruction, learning strategies needed to come first to best prepare teachers to serve all kids in their content area classrooms. So we placed that up front. We've run our third cohort now. It's a fairly new program, But we realized that after our second cohort, and looking at the work samples, the content area work samples, that we needed to put that special ed, the instructional methods first, that they had to come into the content area classroom with that first, where initially we had put a content area student teaching at the half-time student teaching during the first year. So we're at the end of this program, we're going to be, this cohort that ends in spring, we're going to be looking at those work samples again.
Great. I'm having a little voter's remorse, so you're going to have to, okay, to be able to add those numbers up. Okay, so your regular initial licensure program is how many hours? Then how many hours is your SPED program? And what is that in relation
okay.
to
56. Go for it. Our general ed program is 56 credits, and our special ed program is 60. But this includes collaborative courses that combine that. So it's not, you're not going to see 120 credits. That's why it goes down to 92.
I know, and these are the things that are disturbing.
Okay.
I liken it to, you know, taking half of your college coursework before you arrive on your campus.
Okay.
Anyone's campus, making me a little anxious, this double counting.
Oh, you
need a mic. Making me anxious, this double counting. So, anyway, just that's my two cents worth.
Okay. Yeah, so an example of how we have combined what was there. So we're not missing anything. That's your worry?
Well,
because
I know
it's less.
We're in a day of output, okay? And I'm confident that you've taken care of all of the output. It's just that my head today is a little on the input. And when we're missing all those hours, I get a little nervous about it, okay?
So, right.
Especially when we have these studies out there suggesting that kids aren't learning anything when they come to college at all. So,
right, okay.
You can't do anything about it. It's just, I'm expressing.
Is it possible that some of the same courses were required by both of those programs?
Yes.
You're not actually losing the courses?
No.
You're not having to take the same course twice?
Right.
Oh, okay. Can you explain that?
Survey of exceptional learning.
Right. Many of the courses that are the special ed courses, all of them that are currently with a special ed prefix, they're existing special ed courses. Most of them that are in the SPED course program are currently in this program. The only areas where we streamlined a bit, we streamlined the functional strand with instead of 4 credits, it's 3 credits, those type of things, but the same course, we looked at how that would be, how that would best fit teachers that were going to go and spend most of their time in the content area classroom.
Okay, so maybe I'm just missing. You guys actually, you have just a special ed licensure too that's separate,
yes,
that isn't the add-on.
We do.
Okay, all right, so that helps.
So if the add-on's 40 credits onto the 56, that's 96. That's only 3 credits different.
We're feeling a lot better now.
Oh, good.
I didn't realize we were talking about a initial licensure special ed program versus the add-on. So I'm happy.
There's no variance to this program.
I'm happy.
It's initial licensure. There's no part-time. It's only full-time. There's only one way to do it.
From my perspective, go forth and do good.
Given the fact that it's a dual endorsement, do they have endorsements, subject area endorsements?
Yes, they do.
Are they across the board, everything, or do you limit them to particular ones?
We don't really limit.
Based on what we currently have approved at Portland State, so the portfolio of endorsements, we didn't add any additional ones than we did previously.
But you will be able to offer it in every endorsement area?
No, we don't have technology education. I can't remember the ones we don't have.
So, but all that we had, we So, but all of their subject area coursework, differentiating from the special ed coursework, they would have gotten as an undergraduate. Is that?
We don't teach them on that basis. Content coursework in this.
No, I saw that part, but my question was, where do they get the content coursework?
They come in the door with it.
They come in with it, and then they have instructional methods in their content area. There are two subject area methods classes that they receive. So if you come in as a social studies, with a social studies, wanting to get an endorsement in social studies, you'll take two content methods courses with other social studies.
So they would have two social studies content.
Right, and it'll focus on instructional methods.
Methods courses in social studies.
Yes.
Okay.
Other questions?
Looking at the field experience, it appears that they're really doing multiple placements. So you're doing the full student teaching with the general ed endorsement.
Yeah.
And then there's the additional practicum that you do with the special ed, along with another follow-up practicum where you get into the functionality later in the program. So I just wanted to make sure that folks were clear that there are no shortcuts in the clinical experience.
Right. And from the program designer's point of view, they're working with kids with learning differences or on IEPs, all of the terms, because most of them are in placements and we're in their content area classrooms. They're working with kids at that level. So.
Sue? Okay, go ahead, Vicki.
How are you dealing with the middle level authorization for the general ed? So if I have...
Yeah, good question. Currently, in their second year, they have a half-time student teaching and a full-time student teaching. And so one of those is a mid-level and one of those is a high, if they want it. If we have a student that says, I know I only want to work at the high school level, then we'll keep them in the high school.
And as follow-up, that's become a real messy area for us, these people who want to, because we require to teach general ed, even single subject at the middle level, they have to have the multiple subject exam. I think what's been lost in the conversation is, where are they getting the pedagogy for the rest of the multiple subjects? You know, so by merely passing the multiple subject exam, I don't think we've done ourselves as a profession and the licensee and or the school city. In other words, I don't think it's all turned out exactly like we originally envisioned. And so I just wondering if you were sort of, because of that mushiness, if it were just clearly you were able to get a middle level single subject without doing that, I can see where this would be easy. So if I'm social studies and I want to do middle level, I probably wouldn't be getting additional pedagogy and language arts and math science. I would just have the test. Is that right now?
Yes, I believe so.
We have it on the work plan.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have known that, though, right?
Good.
Sue, I'd like to ask you what you envision a person with this capability, what do you see these graduates doing?
Well, we've asked our graduates, and it's really great because there's not one outcome. Am I speaking?
You're fine.
And what we see is some teacher candidates leaving our program infusing special ed methods and strategies into their content area teaching.
In their own classroom.
Right. And then we see some of our candidates leaving, becoming special educators and using their content knowledge within their position. Then we see some candidates who leave who become great co-teachers in content area classrooms, and they may take either the role of the content area teacher or the SPED teacher. And there's a whole lot of variations to that. And so we're really, when we envisioned this program, we were really envisioning content area teachers being able to serve a wide variety of students. But we've seen a wide variety of outcomes, which have all been positive.
Thank you.
know, whatever Randy proposes will resolve.
We've got one. Let's try it and see if it fits. Resolved that the commission approved the proposed PSU dual educator program at the middle level and high school level authorization levels effective immediately. Does that work?
Yeah.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Cassandra. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
I'm just curious. Given today's tuition rates, what's the cost to get this endorsement?
From this endorsement? Boy, I don't know that we've calculated that. We have calculated that for our regular teacher education program, it's $22,000. $26,000 to $30,000, okay. We accept contributions to our scholarship fund.
All right.
Thank you all very much.